Dombey and Son by Charles Dickens, narrated by Sam Cousy. Chapter 1. Dombey sat in the corner of the darkened room in the great armchair by the bedside, and Son lay tucked up warm in a little basket, bedstead, carefully disposed on a low settee, immediately in front of the fire, and close to it, as if his constitution were analogous to that of a muffin, and it was essential to toast him brown while he was very new. Dombey was about 8 and 40 years of age, Son about 8 and 40 minutes. Dombey was rather bald, rather red, and though a handsome, well-made man, too stern and pompous in appearance to be prepossessing. Son was very bold and very red, and though, of course, an undeniably fine infant, somewhat crushed and spotty in his general effect as yet. On the brow of Dombey, time and his brother Care had set some marks, as on a tree that was to come down in good time. Remorseless twins they are for striding through their human forests, notching as they go, while the countenance of